Well, as always, it's a joy to be with you and an honor to get to preach God's word.
很高兴和大家在一起，而且呢，在神面前为大家这个来讲道。
Today's passage addresses how we as Christians should treat those we work for.
那今天的经文呢，就是讲我们基督徒呢应该怎么来对待我们为工作的那些人。
And also how we should treat those who work for us.
同时呢，也怎么对待那些为我们工作的人。
Now in the first century Roman context, that often meant a master-slave relationship.
当然，在第一世纪那个罗马帝国那个情况下呢，这种关系呢，一般是意味着这个主人和奴隶的关系。
Scholars estimate that there were over 60 million slaves in the empire at this time.
那据估计呢，当时呢，在帝国里面大概有6000万的奴隶。
Or approximately one third of the population.
也大概是这个人口的三分之一。
So there are probably many slaves and even some masters in the Ephesian congregation.
所以在当时以弗所教会呢，应该有许多奴隶，同时呢，也有一些主人。
And having just addressed husbands and wives,
所以保罗在这之前刚刚讲了夫妻。
And then parents and children,
父母和孩子。
Paul now turns to the third main household relationship.
那么保罗现在就在讲这个家庭里面第三种关系。
That of slaves and masters.
就是仆人和主人。
And in each case, he starts with the party who's called to submit.
在每种情况下呢，他刚开始就是告诉那些要顺服的那一方。
And then he turns to the one in authority.
然后呢，他在讲这些有权柄的那一方。
And he's trying to help everyone understand what it looks like to walk worthy of the gospel in their particular roles.
他就是在帮助每一位都要理解呢，就是我们在行事为人与福音相称大概意味着什么。
So remember that in chapters 1 through 3, Paul basically focuses on what the gospel is.
那么以弗所书1到3章呢，保罗在讲福音是什么。
And then chapters 4 through 6 focus on how we walk worthy of it.
那么4到6章他就在讲我们该如何行事为人。
Now there's a key difference in how Paul addresses slavery relative to marriage and parenting.
但是今天呢，保罗在讲这个奴隶的话呢，有很大的不同和他讲这个婚姻和父母的时候。
He grounds what he says about marriage in Genesis chapter 2.
那当他在讲婚姻的时候呢，他是基于这个创世纪的第二章。
God said, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh."
在第二章里面，神说呢，就是人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Then Paul grounds what he says about parent-child relationships in the Ten Commandments.
那么他在讲这个父母和孩子的关系的时候呢，他是基于这个十诫。
Where God says, honor your father and your mother.
十诫里面有一诫就是说要孝敬父母。
And promises that if you do this, it will go well with you and you may live long on the earth.
如果你要这样做的话呢，神就会使你在地上的日子得以长久。
So both marriage and parenting are divinely ordained institutions.
所以我们看到呢，婚姻呢，还有父母呢，是这个神指定的这个制度。
Part of the very fabric of life as God designed it.
那这是神创造生命的时候呢，是生命中的很重要的一环。
But interestingly, Paul doesn't make that same sort of claim with regard to slavery.
但是有趣的是呢，当保罗在讲这个奴隶的时候呢，他就没有用同样的这个办法。
No Old Testament passage is cited here.
首先呢，就是没有这个旧约的经文在这里引用。
Slavery is not presented as a God-ordained institution for all societies.
那么奴隶制呢，也不是说神指定的这个制度。
Instead, it's being addressed because it is a reality in the society of the Ephesians.
那保罗之所以说的原因呢，因为这个是当时在以弗所，当时这个社会的现实。
And Paul wants to help masters and slaves understand what it looks like to honor Christ in that role.
那保罗在这里就是要教导这个奴隶和主人呢，就是如何来在他们的这个角色里面呢，如何来荣耀耶稣。
So this passage should not be misunderstood as advocating slavery as an institution.
所以我们不要误解这段经文，保罗似乎在提倡这个奴隶制。
But it should be understood as teaching Christians how to live godly lives in the midst of societies that may have various justices or injustices.
但是呢，他在告诉我们呢，基督徒呢如何在这个一个不公平的这个社会里面，如何活出这个敬虔的生活。
And I think that's significant for us to notice because there are undoubtedly ills and injustices in our society as well.
我们意识到这一点非常重要，因为呢，在我们生活的这个社会里面，有许多这个不公正的地方，有一些病态的地方。
I mean, by God's grace, we have far more freedom and opportunity than Roman slaves did.
那么今天呢，因着神的恩典，我们有这个比这个罗马的奴隶多得多的这个自由还有机会。
But there are still things wrong.
但是我们知道，我们这个社会里面还有一些不对的地方。
Not everyone is paid fairly or treated equally.
比如说，不是每个人都会很合理的这个拿到这个工钱，也不是每个人被平等的对待。
Sometimes less deserving people get the job.
那么有时候呢，这个人其实并不配得到这个工作，但是他得到这个工作。
Some people are working very hard, but still struggling to make ends meet.
那有时候呢，有些人工作的很努力呢，但是生活上还是很拮据。
There are ways that big corporations or our government can abuse their power and influence.
那大的企业呢和政府呢也可以滥用他们的权力和他们的影响。
And I think passages like this should challenge us to consider that our first priority as Christians.
所以今天这段经文呢，实际上是在挑战我们要来思考，就是我们作为基督徒，我们首要的责任是什么？
Is not to protest or rebel or try to right every societal ill.
那我们的责任呢，并不是说我们要提议这个提倡示威或者造反，然后来改正这个社会一切的这个不对的地方。
Though of course it is good to advocate for social change where we can.
当然，我们可以的时候，我们要提倡这个社会的这个改良。
But our first responsibility as Christians is this.
但是我们基督徒最大的责任是这样。
How can I walk worthy of the gospel?In the midst of whatever role in society I find myself.
所以无论我们在任何一个社会里面或者任何一个角色里面，我们当如何行事为人，这样才能与我们所信的福音相称。
How can I glorify Christ in my employment?
当我在这个角色里面，我如何来荣耀基督？
Whether I'm a master or slave?
不仅是，不管我是主人或者是奴隶。
A manager or an employee?
或者是这个管事的人，或者是这个被管的人。
A business owner.
或者是这个小企业主。
Or a student.
或者是学生。
You know, how can I glorify God in the way I treat those that I work for?
那就是说我如何在对待我的上级的时候呢，同时我可以来荣耀神。
And how I treat those who work for me.
那么同时呢，我如何来对待我的下级的时候，如何来荣耀神？
And the overarching message of today's passage.
所以今天这个经节的最重要的信息呢，
is that whether you're a CEO or an unpaid intern,
不管你是这个公司的总裁呢，还是一个不付钱的这个实习生，
whether you're the president of our nation or you just run a summer lawn care business.
那不管你是这个国家的总统呢，还是你有一个这个割草的这个小生意。
If we are Christians,
如果我们是基督徒的话呢，
we are all slaves of Christ.
那我们都是基督的仆人。
That's how we must live.
所以这是我们必须要来做的。
Notice in verse 6, Paul tells slaves,
那么我们看到在第六节里面，保罗这样说，
Don't serve by way of eye service as people pleasers,But as slaves of Christ.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人。
And then notice what he tells masters in verse 9.
那么他在第九章里告诉主人们，
Know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven. And there is no partiality with him.
因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
So master and slave alike are slaves of Christ.
在这种情况下呢，主人和仆人呢，同时都是基督的仆人。
And all of us are commanded to do the same thing, to work as slaves of Christ.
那么我们每个人都有这样的使命和命令，就是我们用基督的仆人的身份来做我们的工作。
All right, that's the main thing I want you to walk away with today. Work as a slave of Christ.
那么今天早上我们最重要的一点呢，就是我们要以这个基督的仆人的身份来工作。
Now as we unpack that this morning, I have three points.
那么今天早上我有主要有讲三点。
Number one, why being a slave of Christ is a good thing.
为什么做基督的仆人是一件好事？
Number two, how we should treat those we work for.
我们该如何对待那些我们工作的上级？
And number three, how we should treat those who work for us.
那我们该如何对待我们工作中的下级？
So first, why is being a slave of Christ a good thing?
那么第一点，为什么基督的仆人是一件好事？
This isn't directly addressed in the text.
当然，这点没有直接在这个经文里面说。
But I think it's important for us to consider because we tend to think of slavery as an entirely negative thing.
但是我们很重要，我们来考虑，因为一般人都会想这个奴隶呢是一个很负面的事情。
I remember way back when there was this Christian youth event.
那我记得小时候有一次这个有一个这个青少年的基督徒的活动。
And various kids who had become Christians were told to make a sign.
那么当这个小孩子成为一个基督徒的时候呢，这个组织者就让他们做一个这个牌子。
And one side was supposed to say who they were before coming to Christ.
那么这个牌子的一面写上他们是谁，在成为基督徒之前是谁。
And the other side say who they are now that they're in Christ.
另外一面写上他们成为基督徒之后呢是谁。
Well, my younger brother made a sign that said slave of sin on the front.
那么我有个弟弟呢，他就做了一个牌子，一面写的是罪的奴隶。
And slave of Christ on the back.
另外一面写的是基督的奴隶。
And they wouldn't let him use the sign.
那么这个组织者就不能让他用这个牌子了。
The fear was that slave of Christ sounded too negative.
那因为他们觉得这个基督的奴隶这个词呢觉得太负面了。
But when we read the New Testament, again and again we find the apostles proudly and boldly introducing themselves as slaves of Christ.
但是呢在新约里面一次又一次呢这个使徒们呢就是很光荣的而且呢很大胆的宣称自己就是基督的奴隶。
Philippians 1 begins, Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus.
腓立比书一章一节就讲到保罗和提摩太耶稣基督的仆人。
Second Peter says Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ.
彼得后书一章一节讲到西门彼得耶稣基督的使徒和仆人。
James begins James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么雅各书一章一节就讲到雅各做神和主耶稣基督仆人。
And Jude begins, Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ.
犹大书一章一节就讲到犹大，耶稣基督的仆人。
Some translations actually try to soften this to the word servant.
那么有些翻译呢，为了让它好听一些，就把这个字呢翻译成仆人。
But the Greek word really means slave.
但是这个希腊字呢，其实就是奴隶的意思。
Right, so like the apostles, we as Christians should proudly identify ourselves as slaves of Christ.
所以就像这些使徒的话呢我们基督徒呢应该也很骄傲的把自己看成是基督的奴隶。
We should consider that a blessing.
我们应把它看成一个祝福。
But why?
为什么呢
?Well, first of all, I want you to consider that slavery can actually be freeing.
第一点我们要考虑的就是其实做奴隶呢可以让你得自由。
Now, at first, that sounds very paradoxical.
这个听起来有点问题。
But the reason is, it has everything to do with who your master is.
但是呢，这个事情的道理呢，就是就看你的主人是谁了。
If you have a sinful master, slavery will be oppressive and terrible.
那么，如果你有一个有罪的主人的话呢，做他的奴隶当然是被压迫很可怕的事情。
But if you have a master like Jesus Christ, it's actually a wonderful thing.
但是呢，这个如果你的主人是耶稣基督的话呢，是一个很美好的事情。
You see, a slave ultimately only has one responsibility.
因为做奴隶呢，其实呢，就只有一个这个责任。
It's to do the will of your master.
就是遵从他主人的意志。
And all of your needs are not your responsibility.
那么，当你遵从你主人的时候呢，你所有的需要并不是你的责任。
They're your master's.
是你主人的责任。
You don't have to worry, what am I going to eat?
那你也不用忧虑说我今天吃什么。
What am I going to drink?
我喝什么?
What am I going to wear?
我穿什么?
Right, all of this is the responsibility of the master.
这些都是你主人的责任。
And again, that's terrible if your master doesn't care about you.
当然，当你这个主人不关心你的话，当然很可怕。
Or doesn't know what's best for you.
而且如果他不知道你需要最好的什么东西的时候。
But it's wonderfully freeing when your master is Jesus Christ.
但是呢，当你的主人是耶稣基督的时候呢，这就是让你得自由的时候。
Who tells us don't be anxious about your life?
因为耶稣讲呢，不要为生命忧虑。
What you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear?
忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么。
Your loving heavenly Father already knows your needs.
那你们的天父是知道你们的需要的。
Instead, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
然后耶稣说呢，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And all these other things will be added to you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
You see, there's a beautiful freeing simplicity in our responsibility before God.
所以我们在神面前，我们只有一个啊，既美好又简单的一个责任。
He's the only person you have to please.
他是唯一的一位我们需要遵从的。
His will is the only thing you're responsible for.
那么我们唯一的责任就是要遵从他的旨意。
And he is the one who takes care of all the rest.
那么然后呢，他就会要承担他的责任来take care of us.
And not only is this freeing.
这个事情不仅是一个让我们得自由。
But this should be exciting.
而且是一个非常这个让我们兴奋的事情。
Because instead of having to worry about all the menial things of life.
因为这个时候我们就不需要再忧虑这个生活中许多小的事情。
We get to serve the very King of Kings and Lord of Lords on a most important mission.
我们生活中实际上有一个最重要的使命，就是我们要服侍万王之王，万主之主。
We are to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们要来寻求他的国和他的义。
We're sent forth as His servants, His ambassadors into the world.
那么耶稣呢，就把我们呢，送到这个世界上，成为他的仆人，成为他的使者。
We get to represent Him.
那我们呢，也有机会来代表他。
We get to proclaim the good news of salvation to the lost.
我们也有机会向失丧的人来宣讲福音。
We get to be a part of His church and seeing believers grow up into maturity.
我们也有机会来成为这个教会的一员，来帮助其他的信徒来成长。
These are things that will matter for eternity.
这些事情都是和永生有很大关系的。
That are so much more significant than, you know, any other earthly career could ever be.
所以这些比我们世上的这个成就重要的多得多。
And how willing and eager we should feel to offer ourselves into the service of the God who doubly owns us.
所以我们应该非常愿意，而且非常渴慕的，我们应该把自己呢交托给我们的主，因为我们的主呢其实是双重拥有了我们。
I mean, first of all, Jesus created us.
为什么这么说呢？因为首先呢，他创造了我们。
He sustains us.
他托住了我们。
Absolutely everything we have in life is a gift from Him.
那我们在生活中所有的事情都是他给我们的礼物。
So He rightly owns us.
所以他拥有我们。
But then we sinned against Him.
但是呢，我们犯了罪。
We sold ourselves in our sin.
我们把自己卖给了罪。
And became slaves.
我们成为罪的奴隶。
And He is the one who redeemed us.
他就是那一位救赎我们的。
With His own precious blood.
用他自己宝贵的血。
He bought us for Himself.
他把我们买出来。
And so now He owns us again as our Savior and Redeemer.
所以他这里他就又再一次拥有了我们，同时是我们的创造者，又是我们的拯救者。
So we are doubly His slaves.
我们是他的双重奴隶。
And when we hear work as slaves of Christ,
所以当我们听到我们要以这个基督的仆人的身份来工作的时候呢，
how readily we should jump to our feet,
我们应该很高兴地跳起来，
prepare to do His will,
我们应该来做他的这个旨意，
and glorify our master,
我们应该来荣耀我们的主人，
because we count it an honor and a privilege to serve Him,
因为我们把它看成是一个荣誉，是一个权柄，是一个祝福，
a blessing to belong to Him,
是一个属于他的祝福。
And even a comfort to be His slaves.
甚至当我们成为他的奴仆的时候呢，对我们也是一个安慰。
So that's why being a slave of Christ is a good thing.
所以呢，这是为什么做基督的仆人是一件好事。
Now let's consider what that means for how we treat those we work for.
下来我们来考虑一下，就是我们工作中如何要对待我们的上级，就是我们为他们工作的这些人。
And how we treat those who work for us.
也如何要对待那些我们的下级，就是为我们工作的那些人。
So point number two, how to treat those we work for.
那么今天的第二点呢，就是我们要如何对待我们的上级。
And here we'll be focusing on verses 5-8.
今天我们要注意看第五到第八节。
Paul begins in verse 5 by saying, Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ.
那么在第五节里面，保罗告诉仆人，你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊。用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Now, when Paul mentions fear and trembling, I don't think he's talking about fearing man, but fearing God.
当保罗讲到惧怕战惊的时候呢，他不是在讲怕人，而是在怕神。
He's not saying fear your earthly master.
他不是说啊，要惧怕你这个世上的主人。
He's saying obey your earthly master because you fear Christ.
他在讲你要听从你肉身的主人，因为你要敬畏基督。
And because you recognize that in God's providence, He has placed that master in your life.
因为我们看到呢，我们要认识到呢，是因为这个基督的旨意呢，他把我们现在的主人放在我们上面。
And so if you disobey your earthly master,
所以我们当我们不服从我们这个世上的主人的时候呢，
you would be dishonoring Christ.
实际上你就是在羞辱基督。
And that should make you tremble.
这个时候呢，应该让你战惊。
Now the alternative to this would be obeying your earthly master simply because of earthly consequences.
当然，我们有另外一种想法，就是说啊，当我们啊服从我们世上的主人的时候呢，我们可以得到世上的好处。
So, for example, a slave might obey his master so that he doesn't get beaten.
比如说，一个奴隶呢，他可以顺服他的主人，这样他就不会被打。
You might obey your boss at work so that you don't get fired.
你可以顺服你的老板，这样你就不会被解雇。
Or conversely, you might work really hard so that your boss will praise you.
或者呢，你可以就是说非常努力的工作，这样你的老板就会这个奖励你。
And so that you get that promotion or that raise.
比如说升职和加薪。
But the problem is, if that's the primary reason why you obey,
但是问题是这样，如果这个原因呢，是你最主要的原因，顺从的最主要的原因。
Then you're not doing it with a sincere heart.
这个时候你在做的时候呢，你就没有这个用诚实的心来做。
Because you're ultimately doing it for the sake of what Paul talks about in verse 6.
因为你其实是在做这个，就像保罗在第六节里讲的。
Which is eye service and people pleasing.
就是在人的眼前侍奉，啊，讨人的喜欢。
Now eye service is doing your work in a way that looks good to human observers.
在眼前侍奉呢，就是说你在做这个工作的时候呢，只是对人的眼睛看起来好。
But cares little for what others won't see.
但其实呢，你并不在意看不见的时候呢，会是什么样。
Right, so I see a couple children here. If parents are like, hey, clean your room.
你比如说这个今天在座的孩子，家长告诉他们，把这个房间整理好。
And you just shove everything under your bed or into the back corner of your closet.
比如说你把这些东西都放到这个床下面或者放在这个 closet 里面。
You know, that's eye service.
所以这个就是叫眼前侍奉。
Mom and Dad peek in and it looks clean.
这个父母一看，哎，这个房间还可以。
But you know it's really not.
但是你也知道这个房间其实不行。
You know, or you know, if we work construction.
比如说你如果做这个建筑的工作。
And you do nice clean work when your boss or the homeowner is going to see it.
当这个你的老板和这个主人这个家庭这个拥有人呢？可以看到的地方呢，你做得很好。
But when you know it's about to be covered up by the drywall,
但人看不见的地方，比如说藏在墙里面的东西呢
？And no one will see or know until a few years from now when something goes wrong.
也许就是过了一两年之后呢，才会有这个情况出来。
You do a sloppy job,
你就做得很差。
That's eye service.
这个就叫这个人的眼前侍奉。
Right, it's working or obeying just to look good in the eyes of man.
因为你在工作，你在服从，是吧？但是呢，只是为了在人的眼睛里看着好。
And we do that because we're being people pleasers.
我们之所以这样做的原因呢，是我们为了讨人的喜欢。
We're working to please man instead of to please God.
我们讨人的喜欢，但是我们并没有讨神的喜欢。
And that's not obeying with a sincere heart.
所以这个不是说用诚实的心来个听从。
It's not working as a slave of Christ.
那这个时候呢，你也没有以这个基督的仆人的身份来工作。
And it's not walking worthy of the gospel of our salvation.
你也没有行事为人以福音的相称的这样来做啊，没有有这个基督徒的品德在里面。
Because we as Christians are called to a higher standard.
因为我们基督徒被呼召出来有一个更高的标准。
We're called to serve and to represent Jesus.
我们从被呼召出来来服侍和代表基督。
We're called to work to a level not of what men can see.
那我们被呼召出来的标准呢，不是说我们工作的标准让人的眼睛可以看到。
Not of what men deserve.
也不是说人该不该得到。
But to a level worthy of Christ.
而是有一个这个基督可以配得的标准。
So obey your earthly master from the heart.
所以我们应该用诚实的心呢来顺服我们世上的主。
And do your work with excellence.
我们要把这个工作做到最好。
But secondly, notice that working as a slave of Christ means seeking your master's good.
那第二点我们也看到呢，就是我们当以基督的仆人的身份来工作的时候呢，指的是呢，他 还有这个要让你的世上的这个主人有益处。
Verse 7 continues, render service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man.
那么第七节里讲到呢，要甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不是服侍人。
And that means loving your boss.
这个指的是要爱你的老板。
It means having good will towards him such that you desire his good.
意思就是说你心里是为他好，你是为他的益处着想。
And therefore you render service to him not just up to the level that he deserves.
也就是说我们在为他工作的时候呢，并不是说只干到他这个想要的这个程度。
But up to the level that Christ deserves.
而是要做到一个基督要的程度。
Because you're working as to the Lord and not to men.
因为呢你是在为主工作，而不是在为人工作。
And you're serving him with a love for him.
所以呢我们在这个做的时候呢，我们是从心里的爱出发来为我们的世上的主人来做。
In other words, every boss will be flawed.
你比如说世上每一个老板其实都是有他的短处的。
And if you are looking for justifications to render subpar service, you will find them.
所以如果你心里想找一些原因，就是说给他一些做的工作比较差的话，你肯定可以找到。
You'll be able to say, well, this guy's lazy. Why should I work hard for him?
你比如说我的老板这么懒，我为什么要给他那么努力的工作呢？
He's only paying me this much, so why should I do that?
这老板给我这么点钱，我为什么要给他做那种事情呢？
But Paul's saying that walking worthy of the gospel means having good will.
但是呢，保罗在这里讲到的，我们行事为人要与福音相称，意思就是说我们心里要有一个好的心意。
Having genuine love for your earthly master for Jesus' sake.
我们为了主的缘故，我们要从心里来真正爱我们世上的老板。
And so that means rendering the best service that you're capable of.
这个指的就是说我们在世上做工作的时候，我们要做到最好。
As if you were serving Christ.
就仿佛你是在服侍基督。
And understanding that Jesus is the one who has ultimately placed you there.
你也要认识到呢，因为这个是基督的缘故呢，他把你放在这个角色里面。
To be one who shows your boss the love of Christ.
他把你放在那里是为了你要向你的老板展现出来基督的爱。
And to be Jesus' servant to that end.
也是要成为这个基督的仆人。
And then notice that Paul reassures us, if you work this way, Christ will be your rewarder.
那么下一点保罗呢也就这样告诉我们，如果我们这么做的话呢，基督会赏赐我们。
He says in verse 8, know that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
在第八节里他告诉我们晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
And just think of how incredible it is that Jesus himself would actually reward us.
所以我们也想一想这是多么一个难以思议的事情，就是耶稣实际上还会赏赐我们。
He already doubly owns us.
我们知道他已经就是双重的拥有了我们。
I mean, even if you die for him, he does not owe you thanks.
即使你为他死，他也不会欠你什么事情。
All we can say is we are unprofitable servants. We have merely done what was our duty to do.
我们做的事情，我们最多就是说我们是无用的仆人，我们做了我们该做的而已。
And yet in Jesus' grace and generosity, he does reward us.
但是因着他的恩典，因着他的大度呢，他实际上还要赏赐我们。
Not only eternal life, but additional heavenly reward.
这个不仅是这个永生，而且还是天上的各样的赏赐。
He says that not even something so small as giving a cup of cold water in his name will go unrewarded.
那么在圣经里他也告诉我们，就是一件小事，就像给别人一杯水的时候呢，也不会说不得赏赐。
Your boss may not always see.
你的老板可能不见得会看得到。
You may not receive any earthly reward.
你也可能没有得到任何世上的赏赐。
But Christ will reward you.
但是呢，基督会给你赏赐。
You know, and think for a moment about the significance of this.
所以我们花一点时间，我们来想想这件事情的重要性。
Imagine you're a Roman slave.
比如说你是罗马帝国里的一个奴隶。
You have a harsh master.
你有一个非常严厉的主人。
He forces you to do menial chores all day.
他呢强迫了你全天来做一些很小很卑微的事情。
You feel stuck.
你觉得你的生命被卡在这里。
Life feels meaningless.
生活对你来说可能没有任何意义。
You might feel like you're being deprived of the opportunity to do anything of any spiritual significance.
你可能觉得你没有任何机会来做任何这个属灵意义上有重要的事情。
You know, other people are out preaching the gospel.
有些人比如说在外面啊传讲耶稣。
Yeah, they have more time to study the Bible.
他们有时间来啊学习圣经。
They're able to do more things in the church.
他们可以在啊教会里服事。
And you feel so restricted.
但是你觉得各种事情，你的生命被限制了。
But what this is saying is that you are in that position as Jesus' slave.
但是我们今天的经文告诉我们呢，你在之所以在这个职位上的责任，因为你是基督的仆人。
And if God isn't providing a way out, then you're there because He has called you to be there.
如果神这时候还没有让你出去的话呢，他你在那里的原因就是神让你在那里。
Maybe you'll be the means of saving your master.
也许你会成为啊你主人得救的一个方法。
Maybe you're there for other reasons that you just can't see.
也许你在那里的原因还是你看不到的原因。
But whatever the case, you can be assured that whatever good you do, Jesus will reward.
但是在各种各样的情况下，我们心里要清楚，只要你做的善事呢，耶稣肯定会赏赐你。
And that is whether you are a slave or free.
不管你是一个奴隶还是一个自由人。
And He will reward you based on your faithfulness.
所以根据我们的前进呢，他会赏赐我们。
For being faithful right where you are.
所以我们要在不管在我们什么生活角色里面，我们都要来有信心。
Wherever He has you.
不管神让我们到哪里去。
And that means that being a slave does not limit your opportunity for heavenly reward.
所以这里也告诉我们呢，就是我们肉身如果是奴隶的话呢，它并不会限制我们得到这个天上的赏赐。
It in no way diminishes your standing in the kingdom of heaven.
它也不会让我们在天上，让我们排在后面。
After all, it's a kingdom where many who are first will be last, and the last first.
因为圣经里告诉我们，在天国里面，许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
And to simply be faithful where you are and to whatever Jesus is calling you to be in.
所以呢，不管基督让我们在哪里基督让我们在什么有一个什么样的职务，我们都应该就是说要有信心。
That will be the greatest honor and spiritual reward.
这个对我们就是有我们最大的奖赏。
You know, so if a slave can be encouraged like that about the significance of his or her role.
所以我们看到，如果一个奴隶呢，他可以被勉励的话呢，因为保罗所讲的这些事情。
How much more can we?
我们在做的。将会如何被鼓励呢？
I mean, maybe you're in a job where you feel stuck.
因为比如说你现在也许你的工作呢，你觉得被卡在那里不能动了。
Yeah, maybe schoolwork just feels meaningless.
也许你觉得这个上学的这些作业呢，觉得没有任何意义。
Maybe you have a really difficult boss at work that's just so hard to please.
也许呢，你在工作中有一个非常难的这个老板呢，你觉得很难来取悦他。
I mean, recognize that Jesus has you where you are to serve as His slave.
我们要认识到呢，我们在这个角色里面呢，实际上呢，是耶稣让我们在这里，要成为他的仆人。
And you may not be able to see why yet.
你可能也看不到为什么。
But you can know that whatever good you do will be noticed and rewarded by Christ.
但是我们心里要确信，任何良善的行为我们做的话呢，都会被赏赐。
So do your work with excellence.
所以我们要把我们的工作做到最好。
Render service with a good will toward your boss.
我们心里要有一个很好的这个意念对我们的老板。
Or your client.
或者我们的这个client. 客户。
Or your teacher.
或者我们的老师。
Speak respectfully not only to their face, but behind their back as well.
当我们说话的时候，不仅是在他们眼前，脸前要尊敬他们，在他们背后也要尊敬他们。
And obey from the heart.
我们要从心里来服从他们。
Not just to look good to the eyes of men.
并不是说只是在人的眼前来看得好。
But to please the eyes of God.
我们是要来取得神的喜悦。
Because that's what it looks like to walk worthy of the gospel.
这个呢，就是要行事为人，要与福音相称。
And to serve Christ in the way we treat those we work for.
也就是呢，我们要在服侍耶稣的时候呢，要这个要怎么来对待我们的上级。
Now let's turn thirdly and finally to how we treat those who work for us.
那么今天最后一点，我们来讲呢，我们该如何对待我们工作中的下级，就是为我们工作的人。
What about when you're in the position analogous to the master?
比如说，你现在你是老板。
Well, in verse 9, Paul turns to the masters and says, Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him.
在第九节里面，保罗告诉我们啊，你们做主人的待仆人也是义理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
Now when he says do the same to them, I think that's a reference particularly back to showing goodwill.
啊，当他讲到就是啊。也要同样去做的话呢，他是在讲这个啊，我们要心里要有好的意念。
Master should love and do good for their slaves, just as slaves were commanded to love and do good for them.
就像这个仆人呢啊，来应该啊，来个来为主人服侍，那个主人呢也应该为仆人来服侍。
And that's because masters are ultimately slaves as well.
为什么呢？啊，根本原因在于这个主人呢，同时也是仆人。
They have a master in heaven.
因为他们在天上有一个主人。
And Jesus cares about how we treat our fellow servants.
所以呢，啊，耶稣很在意我们如何对待我们下面的仆人。
You know, we're warned, for example, that with the measure we use, it will be measured back to us.
圣经里告诉我们，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And that we are to do unto others as we would have others do unto us.
你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Masters are told do the same to them.
所以呢，主人应该一样来对他们的仆人。
The implication being the way you as a master treat other people is how you should expect God to treat you.
也就是说呢，你怎样对待你的仆人呢，你也应该知道这就是神要对待你的这个方式。
So if you threaten your slaves,
如果你要恐吓你的这个仆人
or harsh with your slaves,
如果你对待你的仆人很严厉
beware lest God be harsh with you.
你也要知道呢，神也要对你严厉
because there is no partiality with God.
因为我们知道神并不偏待人
you know, do not be deceived into thinking that just because you get special treatment on earth, it will be like that in heaven.
我们不要自己骗自己，以为就是说我们在世上这个地位不错，我们在天上应该地位也还好。
I mean, here on earth, money gets you places.
因为在世上的时候呢，金钱会给你地位。
If you're rich and powerful, you can often get away with stuff.
如果你有钱有权的话呢，你有时候也不会为自己的责任负责。
You know, back then, no one was really there to rush to the defense of a slave who was being abused.
Well, 在以前的话呢，如果一个奴隶被打、被虐待的话，也不会有人会为这个奴隶发声。
You know, and here on earth, smooth talking or lack of evidence can often get us off the hook.
在世上的时候，即使你犯了罪，但是你如果讲话有理的话，如果没有证据的话呢，你也可以不为你的罪负责。
But it will not be like that in heaven.
但是在天上，我们知道并不是这样。
All must stand alike before the burning eyes of Christ.
我们每个人都要在基督面前站立。
All will be held to the same standard.
每个人都会有一样的一个标准。
And every earthly master,
每一个世上的主人
every president or king,
每一个总统或者是王
will be held accountable as a slave of Jesus Christ.
你都要有以主耶稣基督的身份来为自己的责任负责。
Now let's think for a moment about what this means for us.
所以我们来想一想，这个对我们来说大概是什么意义？
In what context might you be functioning like a master?
就是说在什么情况下，就是这个主人，我们是这个主人的身份。
Well, it could be employees that you hire.
就是说什么情况下谁会我们工作呢？比如说你的雇员，你所雇的雇员的时候。
It could be coworkers who are under your management.
或者是你这个所管理的同事。
It could be students you teach.
或者是你所教育的学生。
It could be contractors you hire to do work at your house.
或者是你在家里所雇的这个家里装修的这个人。
To some degree, it's even a waiter at a restaurant.
甚至还有可能，比如说餐厅里的这个服务员。
You know, all these people are working for you.
因为这些人都是在为你服务。
And so do you treat them in the way that you would hope to be treated before the judgment seat of Christ?
所以当你在对待他们的时候呢，你有没有用同样的这个你希望被基督所对待的这个方式来对待他们？
Do you treat them with goodwill, having their best interests at heart?
你有没有真正从心里的好处来出发来对待他们？
Or do you use your position of authority to sometimes threaten?
你有没有用你自己的这个地位和你的权柄来恐吓或者欺负他们呢
or bully to get what you want.
有没有去在生活中欺负他们来得到你所想要的
Do you become intimidating?
你有没有变得非常的这个威胁威吓人
Do you speak harshly?
你有没有讲话的时候很严厉
Do you try to pressure them by making them feel the weight of your disappointment?
你有没有告诉他们你会多失望？这样呢，通过这个办法来给他们施压。
And would you treat them any differently if Jesus was physically present in the room?
你有没有想过，当耶稣在这个房间里的时候，你对他们会不会有什么不同？
Because we all must remember that regardless of what position of authority we hold, we're all slaves of Christ.
因为呢，不管你有什么这个位置，你有什么的权柄呢，你是基督的仆人。
Our every interaction is done before His eyes.
啊，我们每一个行为呢，都在他的眼前做。
And it, especially if those people are fellow believers.
特别是当这些人是信徒的时候呢。
They belong to Christ as well.
他们呢，也属于基督。
And he loves and cares deeply for them.
他也爱他们。
And so related, another thing to consider, when you hire someone, do you pay them as little as you can get away with, or do you strive to pay them what's fair?
那么还有一件事情要考虑的就是说，当我们在雇佣有些人的雇佣人的时候呢，你是给他们付的最少的工钱呢，还是说你觉得你付给他们一个合理的工钱？
You know, just as masters in the Ephesians context could take advantage of their slaves.
就像这个以弗所的这个主人呢，可以这个利用这个奴隶。
You know, there are times when we could take advantage of people.
有时候呢，我们也可以利用我们雇的人。
And we must be cautious not to abuse that position and be guided by greed or selfishness.
所以我们应该心里要一定要清楚呢，我们不应该呢。因为我们自己的这个贪婪和我们的自私呢，我们来有时候来滥用我们自己的这个地位来欺负别人。
We must treat those who are under us fairly and well and in a way that honors Christ.
所以呢，我们在对待就是我们的下级的时候呢，我们要应该有公平的很好的对待他们，因为这样做的话呢，我们是来荣耀我们的基督。
And again, do not be proud when you occupy a position of authority.
所以呢，我们心里不要就是说我们骄傲我们有这样一个高的位置。
But remember, you're a slave of Christ.
我们一定要记住呢，我们同时呢，我们是基督的仆人。
And do not feel like you are insignificant when you occupy a position that's low.
我们也心里不要觉得我这个位置太低了，所以我真的是没有人注意我。
Because you too are a slave of Christ.
同时呢，你也是基督的仆人。
And all of us are to work as slaves of Christ.
我们每个人呢，所有的人都是以基督的仆人的身份来工作。
And all of us are to use our position to serve other people in love.
所以我们每个人呢，都是用我们世上的这个位置呢，我们来为主服侍，在爱里服侍。
Because our master in heaven served us in love.
因为呢，我们在天上的主呢，是以从爱心里来服侍我们。
And came down from heaven not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他从天上来到我们中间，不是被服侍，而是为了服侍人，而且呢为我们舍命，做多人的赎价。
So in whatever sort of work situation we find ourselves,
所以不管任何工作或者在任何情况下呢
，Let us work with excellence.
让我们做到最好。
With love.
让我们在爱心里做
，and with integrity，
也让我们用基督的品德来做
，for Jesus' sake。
我们做一切呢，这一切呢，是为了主的缘故。
Amen. And let's pray together.
阿门。让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，我们感谢您的话语。
We pray that by the working of your Holy Spirit, this word would be applied to our hearts.
我们祷告呢，今天借着圣灵的工作呢，你把这些话放在我们的心里。
So that we might live it out.
所以呢，我们让我们有能力可以活出来。
And we pray that we would grow in our love for you.
我们也祷告了，你让我们在爱里成长。
And our love and faith in Jesus Christ.
也祷告我们在主里的信望爱都有成长。
Who is our master in heaven?
因为他是我们天上的主。
And the one who gave his very life for us.
他为我们舍命。
In his name we pray.
我们以他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.